I'm Gabrielle Johnson reporting from a Michigan State election watch party at College Town. I'm here talking with students about their different opinions about the election. For my first student, I'm going to talk to Miani Hurd, who is a junior at MSU, and how she feels about the election so far. So far in this election, especially today, how have you been keeping up with what's going on? Like, are you focusing just on the internet and social media? Are you watching the news?
More so internet and social media, because it's just how we operate today.
So you feel like it's easier. And what have you been seeing on social media today?
Everyone's opinions, basically, and how everyone is viewing the election and how they're voting.
So do you feel like people are, because I know with social media, a lot of people make jokes, memes. Do you feel like people are taking it serious?
I feel like they are taking it serious because the fact that our election right now is a joke. Like, I feel like the election is, our candidates are jokes. So that's how people are actually portraying it on social media, and they're just voicing their opinions in a funny manner.
You had an election party right now, and it just seems to be been some heated discussion earlier about which candidate is right. Do you feel like talking with your peers helps to understand better about which side really is right?
To an extent, it opens your view on other candidates that you may not, you know, believe in. But at the end of the day, both of the main candidates are just bad. So no matter how much each person, you know, can voice their opinion, at the end of the day, neither one of them are going to be good for our country.
And why do you say they're not going to be good for this country?
One is blatantly, honestly disrespectful to women, to our country, to all his views. The other one is just lying and has all this background stuff that's now airing. So
the next student I will be talking with is Lamont Gentle, a senior at Michigan State University, who has mixed feelings about this election and the presidential candidate. Watching this election live, why are you not excited about it?
I'm not excited because both parties is not good, and Trump is winning the election, so I'm not happy at all about the election.
So are you surprised about watching it? About it, that Trump is winning? Because like I said earlier when I asked her, everybody is like, man, there's no way this man is going to win presidency. But now the numbers are coming in, it's like, hold on, he's actually winning some key states like Florida. So how do you feel about that?
I'm not surprised about it. I mean, a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people that support Trump, so I'm not surprised that he's winning. But, I mean, it definitely angers me because I didn't want this to happen. And yeah, it seems like it's a reality now that the polls are all over TV and we're watching everything happen on CNN.
So why, I mean, besides the whole he's racist, he's sexist, why is Donald Trump not good for America?
Why is he not good for America? Because I feel like he's lenient towards what he already is, which is rich. And he don't like the people that don't have what he already have. And I just feel like he's gonna have all of the crabs that's in the bucket just there. He's not gonna let us come from where we are, like, as a community.
For MSU News, I'm Gabrielle Johnson.